Jerry Bader Show 1050. Holy cow. I think Mad Men is back Sunday. I think. They're doing what they did with Breaking Bad. There's a final season of 12 episodes, but they're breaking it into two. They're only doing six this year and six next year, which they're lying when they say there's seven seasons. There's eight seasons. The first five or six were 12 episodes. The last two are six episodes. But if you don't do it all at once, it's anyway. Everyone who watches the show is dying to find out. Don Draper in the teaser video is getting off a plane. He appears to be back from somewhere. Also, The Americans continues its season tonight. Another one of the shows I watch on cable. It was deeply disturbing last week. It was a powerful episode, but it was disturbing. The Americans, of course, if you don't know, takes place in the early 1980s. There are two Soviet agents living as husband and wife in the Washington, D.C. area. And they've gotten into some very interesting political things recently. It gets much more into how much the Russians hated Reagan and so on. Talking about the Cold War leads me to something I haven't talked about all week. And I want to read just a little bit of this. I'm not going to read the whole thing from today's Wall Street Journal. The outlaw Vladimir Putin. This is just amazing to me that people don't realize. All right, so Putin creates another excuse, these faux protesters, so he can invade more of Ukraine. That's what he's setting up here. Just as I told you he would. He would create another excuse. That the world doesn't see the danger here of the deeply destabilizing moves that Vladimir Putin is taking, and they don't realize, why isn't France and Britain and Germany freaking out? They should be. Today, David Rivkin and Lee Casey in the Wall Street Journal, the outlaw Putin. President Obama has repeatedly described Russia's annexation of Crimea as illegal and illegitimate. But he also sought to minimize the strategic significance of Putin's land grab. In fact, Moscow's actions, including threatening civil war if Ukraine revisits the orchestrated seizures of government buildings and uprisings in eastern Ukraine by ethnic Russian separatists this week, are more than isolated instances of lawbreaking. Russia's behavior and its legal and institutional justifications are dangerously destabilizing the existing international system. What is the likely result? The use of force around the world will be encouraged and the incentive to acquire nuclear weapons magnified. The three basic principles of international law reflected in the UN Charter and longstanding custom are the equality of all states, the sanctity of their territorial integrity, and non-interference by outsiders in their internal affairs. Yet Moscow now insists that it has unique rights and privileges to protect the interests of Russian-speaking populations outside its borders and has special prerogatives regarding historically Russian territories that were not included in the Russian Federation upon the Soviet Union's dissolution in 1991. Regarding Ukraine, these claims have been translated into a set of specific demands that Moscow has made in speeches by Mr. Putin and others, in articles sanctioned by the Kremlin, and in discussions between Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov and Secretary of State John Kerry, Lavrov, that demands include that Ukraine postpone its planned May elections, change its constitution to provide for regional autonomy, making eastern Ukraine more vulnerable to Russia's capture, and dramatically weaken the national government in Kyiv. Moscow insists that Ukraine make Russian the country's second official language and ban certain nationalist political parties. Moscow also says Ukraine must become a neutral, non-allied, and essentially demilitarized state, a status known during the Cold War as Finlandization, after terms that the Soviet Union imposed on Finland as the price of its independence. Mr. Putin's demands clearly violate the principle of non-intervention in internal affairs enshrined in the UN Charter and customary international law. Moscow's use of troops that have removed their Russian insignia, coupled with explicit denials that its military forces are even engaged in Operation Crimea violates the Geneva Conventions. The failure to promptly repatriate captured Ukrainian troops and equipment after the invasion of Crimea was complete and ended, and Russia's attempt to coerce Ukrainian soldiers to join the Russian military also major violations. Basically, what they're saying is, it's amazing how we're just, don't do that. Don't do that. Well, that's so 20th century. With each step, Putin becomes more and more and more emboldened. And while I put this largely on President Obama, I don't put it entirely on him. It is amazing to me that Western Europe is sleeping. Yes, they're bleeping and moaning about it. No, they have no intentions of doing anything about it. They have historically looked to the President of the United States as the leader of the free world to lead on these issues. And now you've got Kerry, Secretary of State John Kerry, at war with the Pentagon over Syria because he thinks that we should be rattling our saber more loudly. Gee, who saw that coming? That we are taking Russia for granted as this regional lightweight with thousands of nuclear missiles is amazing. You run out of superlatives. Stunning, amazing, I don't know. Jason asks, is this the weakest-minded and stance-laden administration we have ever had? I think the answer now is yes. And to surpass the Carter administration took some rather tremendous doing. Here's the problem. If you talk about being forceful with Putin, right away the left says, well, you want to go to war again. Nobody has said that. But that we are not marshaling our fossil fuel resources, we're just not putting any type of appreciable pressure. Putin is making it clear whatever damage the sanctions did to the Russian economy, he doesn't care. Some people are asking if he's a madman. I don't know. Honestly, I don't think so. If he's a madman, he's a brilliant one because he's played the free world brilliantly. This is amazing to me. Western Europe has been put into the throes of almost complete destabilization by Russia. And nobody seems to really understand how grave or dire the circumstances are or how potentially dangerous the consequences are. Remember back in the day when France and so on thought Bush was a cowboy? Ain't nobody in the saddle. 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
All things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.